I want you to really pray hard. I probably won't be high energy this morning, kind of running on empty. But how many knows that God's able to quicken this mortal body? Amen. How many needs a move of God? Oh, somebody's better off than I am. Amen. How many needs a move of God this morning? We need the Holy Spirit moving in our services. Somebody said, oh, the Holy Spirit may run off the harvest. That's foolishness. Because the Holy Spirit is what draws the harvest in. So we need a move of the Holy Spirit. That's not what I'm preaching on this morning. Not even going to charge you for that. Amen. I want you to pray for me this morning. Try to get you blessed and get you out as soon as we can. Hope you've had a real blessed week. And if you got your Bible, turn to Genesis chapter 37. Genesis chapter 37. Now, I'm going to preach to somebody this morning. When this service is over, you may leave and say, well, I didn't get nothing out of that. Well, it may not be about you. It's about the kingdom. Amen? But somebody needs to hear what I'm fixing to say this morning, because God just don't come by my house and plant this seed thought in my mind for no reason and no purpose. Amen? So like I said, we're going to try to get you blessed and get you out quick as we can, not making no promises. Because God has got a mission, God has got a plan, and God's at work in people's lives. I sense a spirit of drowsiness this morning. Is that the right word that I need to use? Not saying that you're sleepy-heady this morning. I'm saying that I sense a spirit of slumber. Maybe a better word. Because how many of you know that we're living in the last days? He said in the last days, perilous times would come. And we're right in the middle of those dangerous times. But I want to start the service off this morning by asking you a question. Before I ask this question, I want to warn you, it's a loaded question. So when I ask you this question, think about it before you answer me, because like I said, it's a loaded question. Have we got any blessed people in the house this morning? Oh, we got blessed people. Amen. We got blessed people all over the house this morning. Turn to Genesis chapter 37. I want to read 1 through 5. I'm not real good with names, so I'll make a stab at it and get as close as I can. And the Bible said, and Jacob dwelt in the land wherein his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. And these are the generations of Jacob. Joseph, being 17 years old, was feeding the flock with his brothers, and with the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives, and Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Now Israel loved Joseph more than all his brothers, because he was the son of his old age, and he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brother, they hated him. And he made him a coat of many colors. And when his brothers saw that their father loved him more than all his brothers, they hated him, and could not speak peaceably unto him. And Joseph dreamed a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him yet the more. Amen? Look at your neighbor and say, let the haters hate. Let the haters hate. Now, you pray for me this morning. I've never seen a time when there's so much hate in the world. We got people that hate our president. They don't dislike him. They don't disagree with him. They hate him. Amen? David said in Psalms 69 and 4, they that hate me without a cause are more than the hairs of my head. Amen? Now, you can shave your head, but you can't get rid of hate. Amen? Now, hate is a strong word. We tell our kids not to use this word. Amen? We tell them, but are we teaching them not to hate? But let the haters hate. Now, hate disguises itself in many ways. Hate tries to disguise itself as humor. Hate tries to disguise itself as poking fun. Hate will try to disguise itself as self-exaltation, meaning people will try to make you look bad to make themselves look better. Let the haters hate. Amen. 2 Corinthians 11 and 14 says, "For even Satan disguises himself as an angel of light. Let the haters hate." Jesus said in John 15:18, He said, "If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. Let the haters hate." Come on now, somebody pray for me. If you got in this way to win a popularity contest, you're going to be disappointed. Amen? Now I'm just going to try to get through this. You pray for me this morning, because when I come into the house of God this morning, I said, "God, just let me get through this." So, if you got in this way to win some popularity contest, like I said, you're going to be disappointed. Luke said in 21:17, "You shall be hated of all men for my name's sake. But we have been born into a kingdom of love." Come on now. We have been born into a kingdom. John 13:34-35 says this, "A new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another. As I have loved you, that you also love one another." He goes on to say this, "By this all men shall know that you are my disciples, if you love one another." Amen? Now love, and love for one another, is the real acid test of your salvation and your spirituality. Come on. It's not your Hyundai right tie my bow tie, take a ride in my Hyundai. It's not your gifts. It's not your talents. It's not how pretty you can sing. It's not how many times you come to church. The real acid test of your salvation and your spirituality is, do you love your brother? Oh, come on now. I could stop right there and preach for 30 minutes. Amen. Do you really love your brother? The Bible said, how can you love God whom you have not seen if you can't even love your brother that you've seen? Oh, we got any blessed people in the house this morning. Amen? Now in our text in Genesis 37, Joseph is a symbol of Christ in the Old Testament. Joseph was loved by his father. Joseph rebuked his brothers, and they hated him. And he was sold in the hands of the enemy for a few pieces of silver. He was punished unjustly, then exalted, become the Savior of the world. Now, I'm going to preach about the life of Joseph. And you're not a student of the Bible. You're probably not going to understand a whole lot of this. Even if you are a student of the Bible, it may not make some sense. But I believe it's going to make some sense to somebody, because I sense in my spirit that there's some haters that's been hating on you. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? Oh, God, everybody in this house is loved. Now, do we have any blessed people in the house? See, you can choose to be liked by the world. You can choose to be blessed by God. But you probably can't have both. So Joseph was blessed. He was loved by his father, wrapped up in a robe of righteousness. He had dreams and visions about what God was going to do in his life. The Bible said Joseph dreamed a dream, and when he told his brothers what God was going to do in his life, they hated him yet the more. Now, you can't just share your dreams and your vision with everybody you come in contact with. Amen? Now, God has planted some things in my spirit, and God has given me some visions and dreams about what He wants to do in my life. Amen? But I'm not going to share it with everybody. You know why not? Because a lot of people really don't care about you. Amen? Somebody said that don't tell people your problems and don't tell people your dreams, because 90% of the people are glad you got your problems. Amen? And the other 10% just don't care. Oh my goodness. You can't share your dreams and your visions with everybody because they will sell you out. Some people will get jealous. They will get mad. They will sell you out and they will throw you under the bus. Oh my goodness. See, the world wants you to apologize for being blessed. Amen? They really do. They want you to apologize for being blessed. And we'll say things like this. I've said it and you've said it. Oh, you can't hide money. Somebody has heard that this week. Oh, you can't hide money. Well, if I had your money, hey man, well, what do they want me to do? They want me to apologize for being blessed. I'm blessed, amen? God has been good to me and God has blessed me. Let the haters hate. If they want to hate on you, let them hate. I choose to be blessed. Amen. And we'll say things. I said it and you said it. But they'll get behind you back and they'll say something like this. Oh, he thinks he's something, don't he? Yeah. He goes down there at that Fort Payne Family Worship Center and they got that praise team and they're really, really good. I mean, he thinks he's something, you know. They got this church down there and they got this sanctuary and there's people going down there and they're growing and they're seeing God move in their services. But that's not it. God has got a dream, God has got a vision, and God has got a plan for this church right here, and you've got to choose to be blessed even if you're hated. Oh my goodness. Hallelujah. What do they want me to do? Just apologize for being blessed. I refuse to apologize. Amen? See, that's what happened to Joseph in Genesis 37, 19 and 20. They said, here comes this dreamer, let us slay him and cast him into some pit and we will see what becomes of his dream. Oh my goodness. Now, we say sometimes, is this my water, Pastor? I hope it is. That ain't water, that's vodka. Just kidding. Oh, I was feeling a little spiritual until I said that. Now, we say sometimes, get yourself a vision and dream big. Amen? And there's a whole lot of truth to that. You need to see yourself walking in the favor of God. You need to get a vision of yourself walking in your healing. You need to get a vision of yourself walking in prosperity and health. Amen? You need to get a vision. You need to see yourself as God sees you. Because God sees you as blessed and not hated. Amen? Let the haters hate. They said, come on, let us throw him in some pit and see what becomes of his dream then. Amen. There's some people who hate you. They'd like to see you fail. They'd like to see you fall in a ditch and mess up. Amen. Now, I said a lot of times we say that, but if you've got a dream and you've got a vision, it has to be conceived in the Spirit and it has to be birthed by the Holy Ghost. Amen? How many of you know what I'm talking about? Man, I got some visions. I wanted to play college football. That was my vision, but that didn't work out. Amen? Then I wanted to be a professional boxer, and that didn't work out either. Amen? And I had all these dreams and all these things that I wanted to do that didn't come to pass. My vision wouldn't be a preacher. I promise you that. Amen? It wouldn't. That wasn't my plan. And that wasn't my purpose. But God's got a plan and God's got a purpose. And it was birthed in my spirit, amen. And it come to fruition. I may not be the best well-liked preacher in this world, amen. But I tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to tell you the truth. Amen. Hallelujah. So when this happens, if God places a vision and God births in your spirit a plan and a purpose, there's not enough devils in hell to stop or what God's going to do in your life. Only you can abort the plan that God has for your life. Amen? So Joseph gets thrown under the bus, sold out for 20 pieces of silver to a band of Ishmaelites. Let the haters hate. But guess what? The Bible said the Lord was with Joseph and he was prosperous. He was a prosperous man and he was in the house of his master the Egyptian. You know the story. His brothers sold him out, throwed him under the bus. But God had a plan. He had a vision. He had a dream of what he told his brothers. And I said, the devil can't snuff it out. And he ended up down in Egypt in Potiphar's house. Amen? And the Bible says his master saw that the Lord was with him and that the Lord made all that he did to prosper. Hallelujah. And the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. See, there's some pretty stupid people in this world. Oh, you shouldn't say that. You shouldn't say they're stupid. Come on, let's just tell it like it is. Amen? There's some real, real stupid people in this world. You know why? See, we got some pretty stupid people because when we see people that are blessed and God's favor is upon them, instead of getting close to them and showing them kindness, they want to hate on them because they're jealous. Let me tell you a little story. We got some friends, cousins, two girls. Both of them got married. And one of them tried every way in this world she could to get pregnant, and it just didn't happen. Went to all these fertility doctors and tried all this stuff, and it just wasn't in the cards. Amen? And she prayed about it, and we prayed for her and prayed over her. Amen? And she wouldn't conceive. But her cousin got married. First thing happened to her, she got pregnant and had triplets. You know, she had a decision to make. God, I just don't understand this, God. I've tried everything in this world. And man, I can't even get one baby and you give her three. She had a decision to make. She could hate or she could love. You know what she done? She chose to love because she would go to that lady's house and she would help her take care of them triplets and she would work with them and she'd do all she could do to help her out. And you know what happened next? Amen. God blessed her with a set of twins. Hallelujah. Come on now. So you can choose to hate or you can choose to love, but I just don't understand why people are like that. When you see somebody that's favored, you better get as close as you can to them. And God's favor and God's blessings upon their life, I'd get right next to them and I'd just rub on them. Amen. Because whatever they do prospers and it'll flow off into your life. Is that what happened to Joseph? Is that what happened to Potiphar? He said it was in Potiphar's house. And everything that Joseph touched prospered. And all of a sudden, Potiphar began to prosper. He said, man, I like this guy, Joseph. Amen. I'd like for him to move in my house and stay forever. Amen. Where am I at? The Bible said that Joseph's master took him and put him in the... Whoa, I'm way ahead of myself. See, Joseph was blessed in Potiphar's house. And over all his affairs, what his brothers meant for harm, God made it to prosper. Amen? They said, let's see what happened to his dream. Let's throw him in some pit. Let's sell him out. Throw him under the bus. See what happens to his dream now. He ended up down in Potiphar's house. He was blessed. He was in charge of all of Potiphar's affairs. And the Bible said that Joseph was a godly person, well-favored. He was a handsome young man and built good, if you read another translation of it. Amen? Don't hate on your brother because he has these genetics. Oh, my gosh. Don't hate your brother because he has this metabolism of a hummingbird. Amen. And he can eat anything he wants. Amen. And he's still young. That's the part that bothers me. He's young. He's handsome and he's built good. Amen. My metabolism ain't slowed down. It's went into a coma. I can look at a bowl of oatmeal and gain 5 pounds. Don't hate your sister because God has blessed her and she's got a face of an angel and she should be on the cover of a magazine. Amen. Just bless them and be good to them and love them and let God work in your life. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, praise the Lord. And the Bible said that Potiphar's wife cast her eyes upon him and like what she saw. Amen? Oh, my goodness. Are we all adults in here this morning? Pretty close. Now, I don't know why, but when I read this in Genesis 39 and 7, it jumped off the page. The Bible said that Potiphar's wife said to Joseph, "Lie with me." And we know what that means. Amen? We know what that means. But when it jumped off the page at me, this is what happened, Matt. I went in a whole different direction. And I went to Webster's Dictionary. Y'all know me. Give me a dictionary and a Bible and I'll preach you a message. Amen? But I went to Webster's Dictionary. And did you know that in Webster's Dictionary, L-I-E is two different words spelt exactly the same in different places with two different meanings. Amen? And the first one means, L-I-E with me, means to get in a reclining position. We know what we're talking about. Amen? But lie also means to make a statement that you know is to be false. Amen? Now, if you get in a situation, come on now, help me, Lord. And you tell a lie, amen, you're going to have to tell another lie to back up that lie. Amen? And before long, that thing starts to snowball. She said, "Come and lie with me." There's a world out there saying the same thing. Come and lie with me. And they're not talking about recline and relax. They're talking about get in this way. Now, you can cheat on your husband. You can lie on your time card. You can cheat on your taxes. But sooner or later, it's going to catch up with you. Anytime, your motive is to deceive, you've told a lie. Amen? Now, I don't know where that comes from. Now, here's a word of wisdom. The Bible said that, but he refused. Joseph refused. Now, he was in a position. He's 18 years old. Man, he's young. He's handsome. He's built good. He's got it going on, I'm telling you. And all of a sudden, he finds himself in a situation. What am I going to do? How many of you know that temptations are not easy to resist? Come on now. Come on, young people. I've been 18 before. You ain't never been 63, but I've been 18. And I know what I'm talking about. Amen. I know about temptation. I know what it is to give in to temptation. I know what it is to bypass temptation. I know what it is to get fallen and caught up and messed up. But I also know what it's like to refuse sin. And temptation ain't always easy to resist. But you got to do what's right. You got to refuse. Amen. When temptation comes your way, you got to take a stand. Doing what's right might not always land you in what you think is the right spot. Amen? You know the story. Potiphar's wife, she lied about David. She falsely accused him. Amen? And he ended up in prison. See, she loved him, but she hated him. Oh, come on now. Amen? She loved him, but she hated him because he wouldn't give in to her way of thinking. Sometimes when the world wants you to come over to their way of thinking, if you don't come over to their way of thinking, they're going to hate you. They're going to lie about you. They're going to lie on you. Amen? But you can choose to be blessed or you can choose to be liked. But you probably can't have both. Let the haters hate. Joseph probably could have said this. He probably could have said,
Now, I had a good job. I was in Potiphar's house. Things going on. I was over all the affairs of Potiphar's house. He said, but now I've lost my job. I've lost my position. I've lost my reputation. And I've lost all these things. Amen. The devil may take your job. He may take your position. And he may even take your reputation. But there's one thing for sure. He can't take favor away from you. T.D. Jakes come up with this. Favor ain't fair. Joseph wasn't blessed because he deserved it. He didn't get a coat of many colors because he deserved it. He was loved by the fathers, the reason that he was blessed. Amen. You're not blessed because you deserve it. Amen. You're not here because God just sing, oh, let's just bless them and send them to church this morning. No, you're blessed. You're favored by God. Amen. Oh, that didn't sound good, did it? So, he lost his position, he lost his place, but the Bible said that God had a plan. Amen? Now, there's trouble in the palace. Does anybody know the Word of God? The Bible said that he ended up in prison. And there's trouble in the palace. The Bible don't say what's going on, so I'm going to tell you. Amen? That's the reason God called me to preach, because I can read between the lines. The Bible said that there was trouble in the palace. I think somebody hated the king. Amen? Because if anybody could get to him, it would be the baker or the butler. Amen? Because the baker's job was to prepare the meals for the king. Amen? Make sure everything was right. Make sure there wasn't no poison in it. The butler's job was to bring the king's wine, squeeze the grapes, and hand him his cup. Somebody hated the king. Amen. Let the haters hate. So, if I asked you who done it, what would you say? Of course, we'd say the butler done it. Come on. Come on, people, get with me. The butler did it. The butler always does it. Amen. Oh, my goodness. But both men had a dream. The baker and the butler had a dream. The baker was hanged and the butler was restored. There must have been some really bad chicken and dressing that night. I promise you, I ain't done no dope this morning. But listen to this. Joseph did not change because of his circumstances changed. Amen? Joseph did not change because his circumstances changed. You know what would happen to me probably? I hope not. I hope I've grown a little bit as a Christian. You know, if they lied on me, they took my job away from me, took my position away from me, I'd be bitter. I'd be bitter. Amen? But Joseph wasn't bitter. He refused to change because his circumstances changed. He just kept helping people. Amen? It's easy to show kindness to people when you're in the Potiphar's house. But what about when you're in the prison? Amen? It's quiet in here this morning. Joseph showed kindness and served others in the circumstances. He didn't ask for a pat on the back. He didn't ask for a love offering. All he said is, said, when it's well with you, remember me. Have you ever been there? Have you ever been to that place where you're mentally spent, you're physically spent, and you're emotionally spent? Amen? But you just keep on keeping on. You try to minister when you need to be ministered to. Amen? And you just keep on going. See, Joseph showed kindness to others right in the middle of his circumstances. He said, just remember me when it's well with you. That's all I want you to do. Genesis 40 and 23 said, yet did not the chief butler remember Joseph, but forgot him. Now, there's people out there that they'll be your best friend till they get what they want. And for some reason, they can't remember who you are. Amen? I'm ministering to somebody this morning. They've used you up. And all you said was, just remember me when it goes well with you. Then when they get back on their feet, amen, and things are going good in their life, Pastor, I don't even remember you ministering to me. Amen? He said, but just think on me. See, some people will be your best friend, like I said. Now, I need about 45 more minutes, but I'm not going to put you through that. I'm going to condense this next section here as tight as I can get it. The Bible said that for 2 full years, Joseph sat in the prison house wondering. All I've done is love people. All I've done is try to do what's right. All I've done is try to help people. I was thinking about this week. See, I got a platform. I minister to people. I have a platform. My wife's got a ministry that y'all don't know nothing about. She ministers to more people than I've ever thought about ministering. She'll come home and she'll say, call me today. And they were crying. They were hurt and they were broken. And I just tried my best to advise them. And she'll come in and she'll say, I ran into so-and-so yesterday. You know, a lot of people don't like her because she's blessed. Amen? She's a blessed person. God's been real, real good to her. Amen? And she's got this ministry. And I love it. And I pray for her every morning. I say, bless my wife and her ministry. You know, you don't have to stand behind a pulpit. You don't even have to have a platform. All you need is some contact. Amen. All you need is to come into some contact with some people that are hurting. Amen. They have been used. They have been abused. They have been lied to. And you need to comfort them. Amen. Hallelujah. So, the Bible said for 2 full years, Joseph was in. But then Pharaoh dreamed a dream. Joseph interpreted the dream and Pharaoh was moved to second command. Boy, that's a good story. Amen? That's an awesome story. He's down in Egypt and he's blessed. Amen? Joseph interprets the dream and Pharaoh makes him second in command. The Bible said that there was a famine in the land. It covered the whole face of the earth. There was a famine. Amen? But there was plenty at the hands of Joseph. Now his brothers, them haters, was still living up there in Canaan. And all they was living off of was them hater chips and that haterade. Come on. I'd like to say I thought that up, but I didn't. I stole that from somebody. But that's the way it is. They was living off those hater chips, drinking out haterade, but Joseph was down in the land of plenty, amen, eating rainbow stew with a silver spoon. Hallelujah. Pray, you can choose to be blessed or you can choose to be light. You can eat hater chips and drink haterade, or you can eat that rainbow stew with a silver spoon underneath that sky blue, amen. God is an awesome God. God is faithful and God will take you through your vision and through your dream. Amen? Now, I got to get to this. I'm going to get this in, then I'll let you go. I promise you. Now, here's the real acid test. What did I say when we started out? This is the real acid test, Matt. Joseph was blessed. highly favored. He had it all. He had it going on. You know the story. There was corn in Egypt. There was plenty down in Egypt. His old brothers back up there still hating on him. Well, they wasn't hating on him now. They thought he was dead. Well, Jacob thought he was dead, but they knew he was alive. But then they get down to Egypt. And guess what happens? Joseph, this is what the world does, and this is what some church people do. Hey, man, I remember what you done to me. I remember how you lied about me. I remember how you throwed me under the bus, and I remember how you sold me out. So now's my chance to get even with you. Amen? Because the table has been turned now. Joseph has got it all. They ain't got nothing. Amen? There's a famine in the land. And when they get down there, they go before Joseph. And you know what he does? Amen? He just chooses to love them. Amen? He don't hate them. I'd probably hate them because they throwed me under the bus. Because they throwed me in the pit. Because all these things that they had done to me. But Joseph said, I'm blessed. And I choose to bless the people around me. Amen. Sister Ryan, come to the piano, please. I didn't mean Sister Ryan. I meant Ryan. And I know I've left a lot of loose ends this morning from Joseph's life. And if I had about 3 hours, it just gets better and better. And it all comes together then. But if you ain't heard nothing I've said this morning, if you're being hated, it's probably because you're blessed, unless you're doing something stupid. Amen. Let's stand our feet all over the house this morning. And as Ryan just plays something, whatever he wants to play, I want you to do a little soul searching this morning. I want you to just look at your life, and I want you to take a stroll down memory lane. Amen? And I want you to see some situations and some things that happen in your life. Maybe God blessed you with a vision. Maybe God has given you some dreams. And it seems like somewhere along the way, that your dream and your vision took a wrong turn. And you ended up in some places that weren't really kind to you. Now, I'm not saying that God allows everything to happen, because He don't. We make some decisions sometimes that we have to pay the consequences. But what I am saying is that God may let you go through some places to see really how blessed you are. Amen? So I want you to look over your life, and I want you to see how blessed you are. I've told this before, and I want to tell it again this morning. I was blessed. I had a great job, making good money. But all of a sudden, things changed. And I found myself at a place, down on my knees, scrubbing toilets. And I said, God, I don't understand this. But I was blessed. Because God took that situation and He turned it around and He moved it. And now I'm really a blessed person. Have we got any blessed people in the house this morning? Father, we love You. God, we thank You, and God, we praise You. Because we're truly a blessed people. And God, and You said in Your Word, as time goes on and we get closer to the end, we're going to become more and more disliked by the world. And we're sensing in our spirit that we're approaching some dangerous ground. God, give us grace to stand. God, help us to realize if they hate us, You love us. God, just strengthen us, God, to love and not hate. Lord, to overcome evil with good. You're such an awesome God. And we thank You for Your grace and Your mercy and Your love. Father, we pray this morning, God, that You move right down in the spirits of those that are hurting this morning. God, people that are in this house this morning, God, they're hurting. God, might I know that You're a healing God? God, I know that You can do all things. And Lord, even as I speak, Lord, I pray that a comforting spirit would come over them this morning, God. God, when the way don't look clear and the way don't look bright, God, there's a comforting spirit that only comes from You. Lord, we love You. We thank You and we praise You. And everybody in God's house said, Amen. Appreciate you.